Ayestarán Hotel. The Hotel Ayestarán began as an inn and carriage stop at the centre of the New Road, or Royal Way of Lecumberri, at the beginning of the 20th century, when the horse and carriage would later give way to buses and to the train. The founder, Jacinto Ayestarán, and his wife, Jesús Agara, saw that Lecumberri was a town already blessed with inns and holiday houses, and that, without a doubt, it would be a town of reference for its time. It was the famous Roaring Twenties, and the area around Donostia, San Sebastián, is the go-to place, above all for the nobility, that made many people choose the north to spend their summer. The tide of people would directly benefit Lecumberri, a town very near San Sebastián, to which many entire families would go to holiday. At the time, there were many hostels and much lodging already in existence for the natural comings and goings that the town already had, accustomed as it was to the passing of travellers and merchants since the Middle Ages. But with the boom, the Ayestarán family took a risk on building a large hotel that would open in 1912. This would be known as the Summer Hotel, and it had 20 rooms. It was an excellent location, halfway between Pamplona, both San Sebastián, and the French border. So the hotel grew in affluence year by year, and by 1918, the owners decided to extend the building, adding a third floor and a new wing, which then gave the hotel 60 rooms. The arrival of the Plazaola railway station also influenced the Ayestaráns to extend their business and to bet on setting up their great hotel. Even before the arrival of the Plazaola train, Jacinto ran a transport service for the area, which went via Aspiroz to Tolosa. When the railway arrived in the town, the hotel had a carriage service to fetch holidaymakers and their luggage. At that time, people came to spend 2 or even 3 months with all their servants, as was typical for travel then. They came from Valencia, Bilbao, Barcelona, Seville, because it was the fashion to summer in San Sebastián or nearby. In this case, in the beautiful, picturesque, calm and mountainous town of Lecumberri. They came intending to spend 2 or 3 months to enjoy the climate, the countryside and unequalled cuisine. Indeed, given the prosperity of the business, in the 30s they decided to build a second winter hotel on the other side of the road, where until then an older inn had originally been located, just opposite the 1912 building. A building was constructed in 1932 by Victor Eusa, who encouraged the family to build and to move over in winter, in order not to have to heat the larger summer building on the other side of the road. The great Navarran architect employed a regionalist style in the winter building, which he had already begun using in his project for the Oquiñena family, a house which was never built. The materials for the Lecumberri Hotel were stone, brick and structures taken from the most cultured popular architecture of the time. The handsome tower stands out and lends importance to the building. The interior decoration also follows the popular architectural style of the time. Victor Ayusa continued collaborating in the remodeling of the Hotel Ayestarán, given that in 1950 he proposed one more extension to the summer building, adding a wing and extending the porches and dining areas. From the very beginning, the visitors have been a strong point of the hotel, and they remember with great enthusiasm the friendships forged within the hotel and around Lecumberri. The hotel was also witness to the Second World War and the Spanish Civil War, periods at which members of different bands and political sensibilities lodged at the hotel. In terms of culture, the hotel has been a refuge for international artists such as Ernest Hemingway or Orson Welles, who stayed in Lecumberri while filming his classic Chimes at Midnight, and great historic characters such as Niceto Alcalá, Zamora, Fabiola, Belgium, Gil Robles. And another most curious thing is the number of film crews that have stayed at the Great Hotel, both crew for films staying on location, Sala Caín, El Aventurero, La Buena Nueva, Diez Fusiles Esperan, and for crews for films made nearby, Visionario, Sala Aquelarre. In 100 years, there's time for plenty.